Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Raw. Well, we'll get to the biggest thing that we've seen in a long time, or funniest thing we've seen in a long time. Dusty and I were just in the bathroom, and Binkley came in, and it was on, baby. That's a deep tease for a couple of minutes from now. But my bonehead this week?
If I'm listening to that tease, I don't know if I want to hear
it. You definitely want to hear it.
Just there in the bathroom, and Binkley came in, and it was on.
What the hell was that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You laughed that hard and that loud in a long time.
You did it yesterday when you saw Amy's parking job.
Well, that is true. When I saw Amy's parking job yesterday, I absolutely lost it. But this one beats Amy's parking job in the lot yesterday. If you missed it at the beginning of the show, we have Amy in sales who parks behind me every day. I parked a row back because the birds poop on the car if you park too close to the building. She continued to park behind me. Then she blocked the road and nobody could get around.
Hell yeah, Amy.
Way to go, Amy.
Make your own path.
That's right. And she does.
That's what they say.
I mean, it's the worst parking job I've seen in a long time. But my bonehead of the week this week goes to Andy Reid. And it's because of the bad play calling. The team wasn't ready again. And the special teams coverage continues to be an issue. And his lack of interest in running the football really seems to become an issue. Danan Hughes, man, like Danan is, if you're not catching that segment every week, you are missing out on so much because he talked about running the ball and said something to the extent of, yeah, even if they're going to run it, nobody's respecting the run anyway. Well, you got to get back to running the football. And this was Andy Reid yesterday talking about running the football.
We're calling quite a few of the RPOs. So yesterday they were giving us opportunities to throw the football. So we utilized the opportunities there. And those things end up being as good as a run for you. We're getting 4+ yards and you go with it. And but the runs are being called. It's just, you know, sometimes they get turned into passes in today's world. You know, that's how it goes. So, but we're getting them in. Now, we have some hard runs where you just get up, line up, and go. Probably could call more of those.
Yes, and as the head coach, you do need to call more of those and take the opportunity of the option away from Patrick Mahomes. And he's talking about, oh, we're getting 4 and 5 yards a clip or whatever on those, you know, passes that are supposed to be runs. I hate to tell Andy this. It's not about the result of the play. It's about the ability to keep the defense on their toes and not know what they're going to do because you're still passing the ball at about a 60% margin. And so the odds are clearly in the favor of the defense to just pin their ears back and play pass coverage and get after the quarterback. It's not about the result of the runs. It's about the ability to keep the other team off balance by showing you're willing to run.
Yeah, you got to change things up. You got to tinker the system. I don't know if there's trouble of communication or of what to do or want to do when it comes to the play calling between Mahomes and Andy Reid. We discussed that earlier. Is it time to let Patrick Mahomes just let his wings fly and let him control it? And then you need to step in when you think you need to step in.
I think
they've
tried
that. Or is
that
already happening and it's not working? But there's definitely something definitely not right when it comes to the communication and then the result of what you're seeing because I don't like that audio from Andy.
I don't either. And I didn't like it yesterday. And I like it less as the morning moves on, quite honestly, because it's frustrating because you're the coach. You need to call the plays. And if you think more hard runs need to be called, then you need to call more hard runs and stop giving Patrick Mahomes the option. Again, I relate it to my kids. You could either take out the trash or have this piece of chocolate cake. Well, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to go for the cake every single time. They're never going to take out that trash. And then when they do, they put it on the curb next to the can.
Mm-hmm. The can was full.
No, it wasn't. We had the conversation last night again. This was 2 months ago. Well, you said put it on the curb. Okay, do I have to give you every step of the way? Apparently I do. And so that's where Andy Reid is. Okay, I want you to run the ball here, but I'm going to give you that option just in case. Boom, throw. Okay, I told you to run the ball. Okay, now we've got to put in run the ball. Here's a run-only play. There's no option. So Andy has to get to that point now. As the leader, as the coach, you have to control the situation from the play-calling standpoint. If it's not working and we're not seeing plays executed properly, we're not seeing plays finish properly,
stop giving Patrick Mahomes the option. As the head football coach, you have to step in and say, there's no more RPO. There's no O. It's either an R or a P. There's no O anymore. Because the O ain't working.
No, the RPOs are working. You just need to run the ball specifically by itself more. RPOs are fine. Again, I think Mitchell Schwartz on his Twitter page went over it fine. They had 7 passes on the RPOs, 6 for 7, 5 yards. Few of them were first downs, like they were efficient with them. But again, you need more pure runs. You're right. And they do need to respect it. And you need to run the ball with more guys than just Kareem Hunt.
Absolutely. Like, can nobody else carry the football?
Rashard's missing the game. Everyone and their mother. All right. They're passing.
They're
it.
Passing.
Yeah, like, what did Danan say? He said, when you line up under center and you have Kareem Hunt 6 or 7 yards behind Patrick Mahomes, that's their best run play, and they don't do it.
They don't ever do it. Tyquan Thornton, you mentioned that. When he's in, he's running a deep route. Have him run a shallow route. Have him run an intermediate route. Like, if you. You want to have the
it
most.
It goes back to the predictability. Yes. I mean, like, we didn't know that yesterday or the day before. And God, guys, the more we have talked about this and had people on the show over the last 5-6 hours that we've done of this show since the game ended, how many people are firing out there about the predictability stuff? Like, you just came off a bye. You should have used that Buffalo guy who said you're predictable and really did a deep dive into it. And now we come out of that Denver game and everybody in their brothers are like, yeah, it's so predictable. We know what's coming. Even your own players are talking about it.
I don't know. Andy's comments just sound like a cop-out, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Copying, like, explain more, like him just, like, not just walking away from it. Like,
not addressing why he's not running the ball. He's dancing around it. What's the thing you said earlier? I didn't understand something about a rover or a dog.
Pavlov's dog.
Pavlov's dog. Yeah.
He's doing the same thing when he gives responses to the media. Like, well, we run RPOs and, you know, we just maybe need to run some more hard runs. Okay. Then what are you getting at? Are you calling those or are you not calling those? Or is Patrick shifting out of those plays?
I think it sounded to me like he had kind of an epiphany, if you will, at the end of that soundbite where he's like, well, maybe I just need to call more hard runs. And like he got there at the end of kind of talking himself through it. You talk yourself through things a lot. We do every day in life, multiple times a day. You talk yourself through situations. It was almost like, well, we're calling these. Then he's going to the other. All right, I just got to call more hard runs.
We'll talk to Josh Briscoe at 8:25 and we'll get into what Binkley absolutely just bombarded everybody with into the restroom here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
So we talked about earlier about the internet being down and all this, what is it, the cloud flare?
Yeah, cloud flare. Yeah, it's similar to AWS that went down a couple of weeks ago, we were told. We learned that in the men's room as well, I think, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know where we learned that.
Bob and I go to the bathroom in between the breaks, and Slim Fast walks in from Laszlo's show over on The Rock, and I just, you know, joke and make a small talk. I say, you guys talking about the Chiefs' downfall over there? He goes, well, not yet. We did yesterday. So, music station, they talk sports. Right. Just like you think that sports stations can't talk anything other than sports. Laszlo and Slim Fast are over there talking about it yesterday. Of course, they're in the city of Kansas City. It's big. Their listeners also enjoy sports as well. And then we're talking about the internet going down. And I know you know the Kool-Aid scene. Oh, yeah. You know, walking through the door. Mm-hmm. That was Binkley walking into the bathroom, and he says, and I quote, hey, this internet being down is jacking up my Hy-Vee app. I can't order my beer. It's a tragedy.
At 7:58 in the morning. So Bink is doing the midday show today from 10 to 2. More power to him. He's planning the rest of his day. He's hoping to have had the beer ordered so that when he gets home, that beer has been dropped off and mom has it on ice.
Yes.
And so when he gets home for Maction tonight, that beer is cold and that beer is ready to go.
Hell yeah.
But with this cloud flare down, Hy-Vee is part. That's who they use. Their app went down. Binkley couldn't order his beer. Just imagine this gentleman bursting, as Dusty said, through the bathroom door I mean, like literally kicking it down and complaining about the Hy-Vee app not working today because Cloudflare is down.
It's
and
he tragedy. Couldn't get his
beer. And then he did. He called it a tragedy today.
Hey, this internet being down is jacking up my Hy-Vee app. Can't order my beer. It's a tragedy. I mean, if you want a man's man, there you go.
I mean, yeah.
Can't get my food? Not on the table. Can't get my supplies? Not on the table. Can't get my effing beer. It is a tragedy.
Right, yeah. Not the stuff I actually need to live.
Somebody
my beer.
Says from the 816, 7 a.m. beer orders. Have you met the guy?
Come on, man.
But I don't blame him for doing it. Sometimes you do that stuff ahead of time. You know, you order your groceries. It's there when you get home. You're going to be working all day. The last thing you want to do is after work have to worry about it. That's why Hy-Vee is great with their Aisles Online program as well. You could order your stuff anytime you want. Mm-hmm. You know, with the Aisles Online, have it delivered at home, have it picked up at the store, whatever you want to do. Hy-Vee is wonderful for all of that. And so Binkley's gotten kind of in his routine where he's gotten the app. He's ready to go. He's ordering his food. He's going to work. He's going to get home. He's going to have dinner and his beer. And now the internet's down.
Yeah, it's...
And Schefter can't tweet and Binkley can't order beer. We got a national crisis.
Binkley's got to be loaded tonight. There are three games on at 6 o'clock tonight.
Ooh, wait, three football games?
Yeah, you got Akron versus Bowling Green.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah, when those two teams get together, you throw the record book out the window.
Barnburner.
UMass, Ohio.
When those two teams get together, nobody watches.
And Western Michigan and Northern Illinois.
Kegs and eggs and football. Let's go.
I'm telling you what, you got to be some diehard to dial into that.
Let me tell you something here. Bowling Green -3.5, Ohio -33.5, and you got the Western Michigan Ichabods. It's not actually who they are.
Are Western Michigan, are they the Catamounts? Or is that Vermont?
Broncos. Western Michigan Broncos, and they're favored by 6.5. Bobby, take all three favorites, parlay together. You got yourself 6-pack of cold ones.
Yeah, but they're not coming today because the internet's down.
Tragic.
Tragedy. Tragedy, the man said.
He's just coming to bat. He's hoping you guys will listen. Dude. He needs someone to hear about this.
Well, we just happen to be talking about it.
Yeah.
And it just, you can't make things up. Because Binkley was trying to order beer, and it just so happens three guys that are just hanging brain are talking about the internet being down, and it just perfectly matched.
It just, it was like a perfect storm. The internet's down. I can't get my beer.
What? Somebody says, Jay does love chewing tobacco, football, and beer.
Damn right.
And yeah, he does.
Hey, Hy-Vee, how long you been? Hey, internet, how long you been out?
Okay. We have said many a time that Jay Binkley is the only guy we know that calls help desks, right? Like every time you turn around and you look out there, the man's on the phone with a help desk. Who are you calling? Is there an internet help desk that we can get him to call?
He's trying to figure out Elon Musk's number.
I mean, he'd call.
He'd try to get all this nerd, tell him to stop building rockets and tell him to get this internet back to working so I can order my beer called Bottle Rocket.
What beer was he ordering today that he had to have? Is there a winter lager out from Sam Adams that he had to have?
Well, what you don't know is he already got the spring editions out, Bob, because come February, spring beers are sold out. But luckily, nobody can order it because the internet's down, so there's a key to it.
816 says, Dusty, do something good today and get Bink his beer.
I will.
Right after the damn show. So he's ordering Sam Adams Winter Lager or like Coors Light, right?
A million percent.
One or the other. Because the fall beers are done. He's past that stage. Mm-hmm. He's on like the Rogue Ales or the Mothers, you know, all the dark beers, the Tall Grass, Buffalo Sweat, all that kind of stuff. Look at that man out there. That's a beautiful man sitting over there.
Could you imagine if I told him I'd go get his beer and I just got him a 6-pack of like Smirnoff Ice?
What would he do?
Hey, you take this, go shove it up your ass.
I mean, look at this. Roll the beautiful Binkley footage, please. I mean, just a man.
Hey, well, yo, man, don't think, just do, piss me off. Well, I don't think that.
I mean, this.
So I was just always so hammered. I don't remember anybody else drinking. That game last night really pissed me off, to be honest with you. Boobs are great.
You know what, guys, to this game,
you're a creep, dude. Hey, baby, how you doing?
Good luck following that one up, Josh Briscoe.
Well, I don't think that.
Oh, my God.
That's my favorite.
The internet is down. I can't order my beer. It's 7:30 a.m.
Yeah. Well, he's preparing, you know? It's like you can put in your curbside to go order after the show and go pick it up and have it ready to go for you. You know?
I don't blame him for doing it. It was just, I wasn't expecting that.
I mean, it's just, you know, you gotta respect the man's grind, dude. Somebody needs to make a beer after Binkley.
They should. I'm surprised nobody's made a Binkley brew yet.
It's just called like Bink's Take, and then you don't know why it tastes the way it does. It'd be hoppy, that's for sure. You'd have to think.
He could call it Tank 69.
I mean, imagine if Hy-Vee picked up the phone and it was
football, energy drinks, beer, more football. Welcome to Bink at Night.
Hey, welcome back to Bink at Night. As we like to do, we call it Monday Evening Quarterback with Kent Swanson. Kent, sorry about my voice, brother.
You're all right. Just fine, my friend.
Hey, man, what did you make of Mahomes yesterday? Was that his best performance ever?
It was probably his worst.
He's the first voice you hear 3 hours before kickoff and the first voice you hear after the final whistle.
Future Hall of Fame receiver, future Hall of Fame quarterback, being able to figure it out for the last half of the season.
Here's the new Chiefs Radio Network pregame and postgame show host, Josh Briscoe.
I'm not going to lie. I just texted our old boss, John Hansen, and I said, the internet's down, and Bink is livid that the Hy-Vee app isn't working, so he couldn't order his beer this morning. Like, you get that text from me if you're John. You go, yeah, I totally understand.
We go out to Josh Briscoe now. You heard the promo there. He's 3 hours ahead of the pregame show, 3 hours ahead of kickoff, and then you get the postgame show. Josh, I can only imagine. Toughest post-game show you've done in, what, quite some time?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly was not the vibe we were hunting for on Sunday. It felt like there was such an opportunity in that game for the Chiefs to kind of wipe away some of the sins of the first half of the season, and they added a couple more sins, and now we're talking about the wild card spot and a long road to the playoffs. It's very, very weird. I have never had an uncertain path to the playoffs in mid-November talking about Patrick Mahomes, I don't think.
Nobody has, and they haven't either, and that's why I'm so interested to see how they're going to handle this. I mean, they've never been in a situation, Josh, where their backs have been against the walls fighting for their season, right? Now, you had playoff games where you had to come back in and do all that kind of stuff, but I'm talking about, like, real legit pressure where you may not make it into the big dance. I am very interested to see how this team is going to handle pressure because, quite honestly, they don't handle adversity all that well.
Right. Well, that's kind of the fascinating thing is that obviously this team has won more win or go home games than anybody else in the last decade and anybody since the Patriots collectively throughout those kind of split dynasties or however you want to set that up. So there's no doubt in my mind about what the Chiefs can do in those single game playoff games. And obviously the Super Bowl was a disappointing end last year. But now, and I think that's what makes Sunday's loss so jarring or so frustrating, disappointing, whatever word you want to use to describe it. Because, you know, the Bills lost in the regular season. We see that. We saw it five times now. That's the thing that happens. You got the bye week to recalibrate. And if you come out of the bye and you beat the Broncos in Denver, no easy task, but certainly doable. Mm-hmm. You beat the Broncos in Denver and you kind of put everything back in front of you again. You kind of control your own destiny the rest of the way. You can look ahead to the Christmas Broncos game is another option. And now that is all out the window. And all you can do, I guess, is truly, it's a cliche, but truly take it one game at a time because any overlooking anyone the rest of the way, like it, one or two bad losses are the end of the season. And again, that's just not a high wire act the Chiefs have had to walk with Mahomes and Reed.
So I saw your, I think it was like your response or your quoted tweet yesterday of like the confused guy at the desk when you see the stats that don't like, is this the most confusing Chiefs season you've ever been a part of?
I think so, because I think in a lot of ways they're better than they were last year on offense. And I don't even feel weird about that at this point, I guess, because I'm so used to the weirdness of Chiefs football. But last year, they had to grind through so many of those injuries and so many of the lost pieces, and it just felt like the offense was so far from what it was designed to be in training camp. I mean, with Bryce and Hollywood and Pacheco, this year, they get the offensive line to an actual better place. The wide receiver room is...
All right, we'll figure out a way to get him back on through the. I guess the internet's down in his house too. I guess he can't order his beer either.
Yeah, we'll get Briscoe back. We got a little time. Man.
So he was kind of talking about, you know, and you guys were talking about the, you know, the situation that they're in right now, and yeah, they've been in a lot of obvious backs against the wall, must win game situations, but they've never been where every single game the rest of the way is that must-win situation. They've never had to really turn it on before the postseason. I'm wondering if that's something that they're able to do with these final seven games coming, because we've never seen them do that before. Do they have what it takes to really turn it on over these last seven games of the regular season and get into the playoffs? Because they've never had to do that before, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a different... I don't know. I don't want to say narrative, but it is a different... Like Dana said, backs against the wall. Like, you have... hardly any room for error.
Mm-hmm.
And he claims that if you do have one, it would be against the Cowboys because of the NFC team. Chargers 7-4, you're 5-5. There's your team. You'll play them again. You've got to think that there's a possibility that their team's not going to be able to withstand the rest of the season because of all the injuries that do or that have added up to them. But we go back to Briscoe. Sorry, Briscoe, we lost you for a little bit. It was like Atlas, whatever that thing is in the sky, kind of innervating through the airwaves. But you were talking about this season being kind of a confusing one because the offense is better than last year's, but yet the record is not the same.
Right, and even these last couple of weeks, the process has been as stuffy as it was at times last year. That the Lions, Raiders, Commanders games just feel so long ago now, when the offense did seem to like indicate that, oh, that adding all of those pieces, improving the O-line and improving the wide receiving room, that was going to show us a new iteration in the second half of the season, especially when Rice came back. So I know we were optimistic then, and I know the results were good there. I do still think, and I don't know, maybe I'm ever an optimist here because Patrick Mahomes is this team's quarterback, and that means good things. But the season isn't over, but all of the easy paths are gone now. And so you have no choice but to do it the hard way, and that's the rest of the season. That would be doing it the hard way in the playoffs. And I do think there is still a world where you go, oh, okay, they are still going to figure out how to use Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce as their 1-2-3 in a more consistent way down the stretch. But obviously, there's just no more room for error. You can't stumble around and figure that out on the fly against Indy because they're too good. And if they beat you and you're 5-6 going to Thanksgiving, you have even less margin for error and need even more help. So it's just going to be one of those fine line seasons the rest of the way, which is obviously a very uncommon thing for us here.
You made the comment, Josh Briscoe, that you know you feel good because Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback. And normally I would say, yeah, I totally agree with that. But are we getting to the point though, where Patrick Mahomes is getting too frustrated that he is trying to do things that even he's not capable of doing? Like Andy talked about it yesterday. A lot of those R's turned into P's and, you know, they got to start doing more hard runs and whatnot. So, I mean, yeah, you want Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, but are we sure that Patrick Mahomes is going to do those right things and not continue to try to force a square peg into a round hole at times?
I mean, if for all intents and purposes, yeah, I will not waver in my confidence in Patrick Mahomes. I think that's going to keep being winning money there. I do think you can kind of look at the individual things. He wasn't perfect by any means, or he wasn't blameless against Denver, and I don't know that anybody was. On any side of the football, all three phases had their issues. And Mahomes, if he hits some of those deep shots early on, the tenor of the game changes. But I also think that Patrick Mahomes is the reason that we're talking about, well, yeah, they're 5-5 in mid-November, but if they're a wild card team, everyone's going to be terrified of them. That's just not something that happens without Patrick Mahomes. You can also, I think, still point the finger fairly and say, yeah, when he does start to press a little bit, we've seen that throughout his entire career.
He
talked about that. I think it was either after the Bills game or maybe it was Wednesday this week. I can't remember. Sometimes between the Bills and Broncos games, he talked about, you know, being able to kind of settle himself back down and all of that. When things start to fall apart a little bit, I do think you can see Mahomes trying to put on the Superman cape, because he's one of very few players in the sport who can be Superman. That's just not a way you want to live all the time. And I think that's something like to the RPO thing and that specific Andy Reid clip, I understood what he was talking about, where he's not saying there, to my ear at least, he's not saying, oh yeah, Mahomes was throwing it when he should have been handing it off. He was saying that's an RPO, and he saw the pass read on that, so he threw the ball. I do still think that this team should be running the ball from under center more. That's where Kareem Hunt has been better. That's where the offensive line has looked the most comfortable in the running game. Mm-hmm. So I do think you want to make things easier on Patrick Mahomes. I think that's Andy Reid's probably his number one job the rest of the way, is how can you take a little bit of that burden of Mahomes' shoulders so you don't get to the point where you're pressing. But when there's a moment where you need a play to be made, I am still more than happy to take Patrick Mahomes over anybody else.
Absolutely, but we have to limit those moments where plays need to be made. He doesn't have to think that he has to go out there on every single play and throw a 75-yard pass. That's why I hated the beginning of the game. I thought the beginning of the game was some of the worst play calling I've ever seen Andy Reid do. You got Rashee Rice going really early, and then you're launching three bombs right away, and then you're punting, and you're not giving your team a chance to, you know, when you do stuff like that. They have got to be more diligent and get back to basics and legitimately running the football, because nobody respects it. Everybody that we've heard from this week has called this team predictable. People know what's happening right now. Nobody respects the run. And if nobody respects the run, they're just going to drop everybody back in the pass. And then Patrick Mahomes is going to have to try to play Superman. It's going to fail.
I totally agree with the last like 80% of that. The nitpicky thing that I've gone back and forth with, because I also have that feeling of like, well, the deep ball's not landing most of the time. Is that a good way to spend your first drive? If Mahomes gets that ball to Xavier Worthy just into his fingertips instead of just beyond them, we are talking about how awesome it is for the Chiefs to come out and have fireworks to start a football game again. Like I really do think on some level that we just are thirsty for a Chiefs offensive effort that has a rhythm, that does have a quick strike, that can lean on an opposing defense and find success truly in any form. I really do think that's what this boils down to. If they run the ball well and opposing defenses go, oh, okay, we are going to respect the running game, and that's going to make life easier for Mahomes and Kelce and Rice, that's the way I'd like to see them live. If they would have connected on those deep shots that were near misses, it would have felt like the Chiefs came into Denver, threw an absolute haymaker, and then said, all right, Bo Nix, play catch-up the rest of the game. I think that makes sense. I think that works out wonderfully if those passes connect, but if doesn't give you points. So I do think I want to see the ceiling of the offense still trying those deep passes. I want to see the vertical passing game be something that they're able to do. But I think you want to raise the floor by being able to rely a little more on some of those running game scenarios where you should be running the football on those looks that you're getting. And obviously this is another compounding thing. You can point the finger any direction you want on it, but the only guy with a designed run in Denver was Kareem Hunt. So losing Isaiah Pacheco, even having Elijah Mitchell and Breshard Smith out there and not doing the Clyde call up against Denver, whatever, all of that led to the Chiefs really only having one running back that they seemed comfortable handing the football to. And you know, Breshard Smith was open if he would have settled down on that third down incompletion too. So maybe, I don't know. They don't seem totally confident in that running back room to do all the things they typically want running backs to do. I do think you've just got to lean on Kareem Hunt in the meantime, because it was working. But also, I will say, he was scraping himself off the field the time he got the football. Or I think Kareem Hunt's given you almost everything he can, and the Chiefs still unfortunately need a little more.
If they're not comfortable with the running backs, that's on them. They need to look in the mirror.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm on the last one here for you, Josh Briscoe. I'm on the side of F it with the whole everybody's got to eat, and maybe it should just be best players got to eat, because I think Tyquan Thornton needs to play more.
I tweeted this during the game. The Tyquan Thornton season never ended for those of us who believed. I was so happy to see him connect there. And he's been really good, not just at giving Mahomes a chance downfield, but being able to come back to the football and make Mahomes right that way in a way that was not his calling card in New England. And obviously nothing was his calling card in New England, because they just decided to part ways. And this renaissance has really, really worked out. Like, this is a top 10% outcome for Tyquan Thornton after signing to the Chiefs practice squad last fall or early winter to be in this position now. I would absolutely like to see him continue to get the football. And I think that the whole everybody's got to eat thing, really, it did have an unfortunately short lifespan, because at this point, anybody's got to eat. Like that, I really don't care who it is. And I, so I think that the acronym and everything can hold steady. And then when Matt Nagy talks about, he's mentioned multiple times, like, oh, you know, we got all these guys. Hey, Tyquan Thornton, his role's gotten smaller, but he's been good. So I was like, well, yeah, maybe increase that role back up again. I would like to see the offense get back to the idea that it's going to run through Rashee Rice a little bit more. That was kind of the theory of this offseason and even of the first 6 weeks when he wasn't out there. So I finally see a heavier dose of Rice at this point. Obviously, he did not have a very good game in Denver for his standards either, but I am absolutely signing up for more Tyquan Thornton snaps and more Tyquan Thornton targets for that matter. And I just, if the offense is moving, I really don't think I'm going to care one bit who's at the top of the receiving box score by the end of the game. You just have to find that rhythm offensively. If it's Thornton, great. If it's Rice or Worthy, great. If it's Noah Gray and Hollywood Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster someday, I'll take it. But right now, you just have to find whatever's on the table for you as an offense. The Chiefs just 2 weeks in a row, or I guess 2 games in a row, it's just looked a little bit too difficult as an offense. It's been a herky-jerky unit that way, and they need to find a little bit of rhythm. Easier said than done, and it's not going to get a whole lot easier on Sunday.
Briscoe, enjoy the noon start and kicking Mac out of his fantasy football window to give him a chance to go watch the game as you guys will switch roles on Sunday. So we appreciate the time, and I'm interested to hear how you plan on them stopping Jonathan Taylor.
Mac, it sounds like if you want to come in and help do the post-game show, I'll do it if they win. If they lose, though, you can get a couple reps. I'm down. My record is 5-5, not including the preseason. I am wondering if I'm the problem.
No, you could be. Not a chance. Yeah, like I was the problem that they lost the Super Bowl, clearly, right? So here we are.
That's what I said. That's what I was tweeting on my burner.
Briscoe, we appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, fellas.
You got it. That's Josh Briscoe there on the other side. The end of an era that I hope is not true. We'll discuss next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Get into a little bit of Royals news here real quick, and then we'll get into some news that broke my heart yesterday that I sent you guys, because big supporter of it.
I mean, you sent that yesterday, and then it was like boom, boom of two more that were gone.
Algorithm.
Just to show you that, like, that industry may not be where you want to put your money.
Yeah, it stinks. Speaking of something where the Royals might put their money is with Mikel Garcia. He tweeted last night, "I just want to play."
Yeah, you know, did he? Is he ready?
Got the pink hair.
Yeah.
As well, as they have opened up discussions about signing him long term. Mm-hmm. Still has 4 years left of arbitration. Not something that you need to get done right now, but you might if he has a similar year to this year where he won gold at third base and was your second best player on your roster, depending on where you want to rank that, whether it was him or Vinny Pasquantino. Obviously, Bobby at the top, but you got to build around him, and you want to build, you know, the connection and the camaraderie around your superstar, and Michael Garcia seems to fit that plane at third base and also being a protective bat in the lineup.
Yeah, I was told over the weekend that the Royals are moving in that direction. They've opened contract negotiations with Michael Garcia. And again, as 4 years of arbitration left or whatever it is, there's no rush, but it's a great sign by this Royals team and by this ownership group to say, yeah, we're stepping up and we're putting our money where our mouth is. We're going to continue to keep our good players here in Kansas City. I mean, I think the biggest thing about all of this is like fans, are you realizing, or some starting to realize, like, this is not your David Glass Royals anymore? This is not the same loser team that was here for 25 years when Glass owned it, saved a couple of years. Like, they are moving forward, and they are going to operate like a big boy organization with John Sherman as the steward of this organization. And I know David Glass signed a couple of guys, you know, extra money and whatnot, and bought them out of their arbitration years and that kind of stuff, but never really signed anybody long-term other than Mike Sweeney, right? He didn't have those long long-term guys under David Glass. And then Alex Gordon at the end, they finally gave a contract to and whatnot. But this is not your David Glass Royals. This is John Sherman's Royals. And I really love this because you identify players that you feel are good for your team and that are doing good things, and you pay them. Shocker. Take care of people that do good work for you. It's amazing what happens when you do stuff like that, right?
No,
and they play better, and you take the pressure off of, you know, a guy like Mikel Garcia, where that's not hanging over your head. And so I love the fact that they've opened contract negotiations with him, and you know, maybe Vinny will be next, but you know, Bobby's your best player, Vinny's your heart and soul, and Mikel Garcia is just another great player that you want in your lineup, and you don't let good players leave and walk out the door. And I love John Sherman's approach to all of this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand like why anybody would be against this,
right?
Because I remember, what was it like? We were gonna do the conversation, but we held it, we tabled it. I guess you could say tables. It said, who do you want to see them extend first, Vinny Pasquantino or Mikel Garcia?
Yeah, it could be both,
and it could be. And I would think that would be a question that would, you know, kind of really pull at the heartstrings of Kansas City Royals. Like if you could sign one, Mikel or Vinny. I would think, and this is just my personal belief, I would think because of the personality that he has presented, it would probably be Pasquantino, I think it would be close.
Yeah, no doubt it would be Vinny, but I don't think we're in that spot. Remember, that was the Beltran Sweeney deal years ago, right, with Glass, and that's why I say we don't have a Glass ceiling here, right? We have a Sherman ceiling, and it's a lot higher than that Glass ceiling, and the Glass thing was, we got Beltran or Sweeney. We can't sign both. We got to take one or the other. I don't think they're operating that way here anymore, and that's a great thing for all of us. Yeah, we'll sign Mikel, we'll sign Vinny, we'll sign Bobby, we'll sign everybody we want because we want to win.
You've also got to think of, you know, are you going to go get a player in your lineup? Like, I know that Passan had wrote on ESPN that Gleyber Torres was a name that was heating up around local talks with Kansas City. Are you going to get all three of those guys? So, I mean, again, and you don't have to do all of them like right now. That's the luxury of it because of the control that you have with Garcia and with Vinny. I believe you have three more years of control with Vinny Pasquantino.
And they gave themselves really a situation where they have to go out there and do this as well, because they told Bobby, we're going to continue to invest in this ball club, and they gave him all those opt-outs, and you don't want him to look at those opt-outs and say, oh, we're not doing anything, we're not surrounding him with anybody. No, they're busting their ass. If they could get Gleyber Day here, that would be fantastic to play second base and give you a kind of a veteran stick in that lineup. And then you still need to go out and get an outfielder. You know, you still have to go out and do that. So there's a lot of good things happening with the Royals right now.
No doubt about it. Something happened yesterday. We were told, and it was announced, that Freddy's is filing for bankruptcy.
Yeah. And then later on in the day, Arby's is shutting down restaurants, and Hardee's is closing restaurants as well. I don't think the fast food industry is where you want to be right now, like baseball with the Royals.
Yeah, Freddy's franchise M&M Custard declares bankruptcy. So certain locations will... there's a Freddy's right by me, and I always have the discussion, you know, like... what's the better option? Do you go Freddy's or are you team Culver's?
Yeah.
And then you also have like the little niches that come with every restaurant. Like you love the Whataburger spicy ketchup, right?
Yep.
Freddy's sauce.
Freddy's fry sauce. During COVID, I don't know, man. People were finding that and stocking up on that kind of stuff during COVID, right?
It breaks my heart, man. I love Freddy's.
I mean, but this is the fast food industry. You and I were talking about it before the show, and you said, you know, this is why places like Third Street Social have opened up or whatnot, because people don't want what we used to have anymore, right? Mm-hmm. People aren't sitting in a fast food drive-through to spend $12 or $15 on something you can go have a sit-down meal and have relatively the same price and twice the quality of what you're going to get through a drive-through. So I'm not surprised by any of this. This is kind of what happens as, you know, time marches on. We change our tastes. We change what we like. We change what we enjoy. People evolve. And boy, it sure seems like this fast food industry right now, Dusty, is headed down a path of no return, you know?
Yeah, the operator of over 30 locations across Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Kansas, Missouri, and Tennessee, in the filing, M&M Custard listed $5.2 million in assets and approximately $28 million in liabilities. The company, based in Overland Park, Kansas, was founded in 2010, and it opened its first location 2 years later in Jefferson City. The second store opened soon after in Sedalia. So it is local. I didn't know that until yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I thought they started in Wichita, though.
OP, baby. Yeah, I mean, Freddy's, dude.
Great food, but, you know, this is where the life is going, man. So they're going to have to bottle a lot of that fry sauce, along with that Whataburger spicy ketchup. You keep that on the shelves at Hy-Vee, I'll buy it all the time.
Chicken and pickle closed?
I didn't know that.
Somebody says on the 913, chicken and pickle closed also.
Wait, no.
No way, dude.
Chicken and pickles didn't close.
I thought it was thriving.
The chicken and pickles packed every time you go in there.
I say, I thought it was doing just fine. Man, because I gave Mac the fat guy special order at Freddy's. Just the classic double steak with the chili cheese fries, no onion. It'll put you in a coma, but I mean, you only eat that like once, maybe twice a year. You had a rough day, Chiefs lose to the Colts. You know what I'm getting on Monday morning after the show? Hy-Vee beer. I'm kidding. God, dude, Freddy's is so good.
So good.
I don't want to see it go because there is a Freddy's literally right by my house, and I just really wish it stays there. Now, I know not all locations will close,
right,
but you got to think that's not good to see.
No, it's not. It's not good for that entire industry. I mean, a lot of kids have their first jobs at these fast food restaurants, you know, and,
yep,
you know, they're losing the opportunity. Well, they were putting robots
Freddy's
in there
is just
anyway,
so precise and clean.
Yeah,
man.
You knew you were going to get it. Again, they're not all closing, but they file for bankruptcy. Hardee's closed 26 locations yesterday up in Minnesota. I saw the story on. And then Arby's is shutting out, what, 300 stores or something. They just released those meat pillows, too.
Yeah, somebody says Steak and Shake better than Freddy's. Disagree.
Is Steak and Shake still open?
Still a thing.
Yep. It is.
That was my second job, I think.
Steak and Shake. Because there used to be one here. It's gone now.
Did you call it a half and half tea and lemonade, or did you call it a tea regular and sweet, or did you call it a cut tea?
Half-half. Arnold okay. Palmer.
Well, no, Arnold Palmer's.
Oh, you're saying,
regular, half-sweet.
Oh, half-half, yeah.
Went to Freddy's one time, and the guy goes, yeah, so I got one cut tea. I was like, I don't know what that means. He's like, well, half regular, half sweet. I was like, yeah, half and half tea.
Half, half tea.
Yeah, so I got one cut tea. I was like, again, okay, fair enough. So I don't know if I just didn't know the lingo. But yeah, you can get up to 5 patties on a Freddy's burger. My God.
Jeez. Yeah, Binkley just
amazing.
Left.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, their app down.
Their app's working. He's out there.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get to Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southlandtoe. Get in the know with Jay Southlandtoe. We do Start Bench Cut on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.